We're still studying about angels. Have you learned something about angels?
Yeah.
Now, I want you to think back. We're on page 204 in Systematic Theology. 204 pages ago, have you learned a lot in those 204 pages? Brother Ray, I know you've read that book many times. Have you learned in the last 6 months or 8 months, whatever it's been, that I've been teaching systematic theology? Has it enriched your life?
Well, I begin to understand the way angels work and the way spirits and the difference between an angel and a spirit.
Yes.
And how even the spirit, be it good or bad, they're in every realm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then you have the thing about there's good angels and bad angels. So just trying to define their what they do, mm-hmm. good or bad.
Yes.
And the different things about the cherubims and the seraphims and all that, and what they do and their work and their responsibility, you know. So a lot of that stuff has been helping me to understand more about the spiritual realm of things.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's a fascinating field.
Yes, it is. This is the world is very confused about spirits, aren't they?
Right.
And angels. In a subject about, there's two real great errors in the world: angels and God. This thing, and both of these are in the spirit realm, aren't they? All false religion and deception comes in through the spirit world.
Mm-hmm.
You realize that? All of false religion and error comes in through the spirit world. It's not a figment of men's imaginations. It is inspiration. The inspiration of the spirit world. The inspiration mm-hmm. that comes through the spirit world. Now we're studying on page 204 in chapter 14 of Thiessen's Lectures in Systematic Theology. We're talking about the work and destiny of angels. The work and destiny of the angels. How we talk about the work of good angels. Now, we've covered some of this before, but we're going to go down and we're going to specifically look at some things here. The work of the good angels, for the sake of convenience, we shall divide this part of the subject into two parts. The work of the angels in connection with the life and ministry of Christ, and the work of good angels in general when it comes to the human race. Good angels in their help in the ministry of Christ. Why did Jesus need help, Vincent? Why did Jesus need help?
He was still in the human body.
He was in a human body.
Right.
So what does it tell us? That if the Son of God needed help, we sure do.
Right.
Amen. That ought to tell us something.
Yeah.
If Jesus in his frail human body, and it was frail, it was subject to death, it was subject to torment, it was subject to depression, it was subject to hunger and cold and heat, and the object of other people's error. Probably, when I think of Christ, I think of the hardest point in his life were two points: in Gethsemane and on Calvary. Boy, I shudder. I have chills thinking about both of those. Have chills about. Now let's go back and look. The work of good angels in connection with the life and ministry of Christ.
We on page what?
Yep. We're on page 204, down in the middle of the page. It is a striking fact that as far as repudiating the belief in angels, and a lot of people don't believe in angels, do they? Do atheists believe in angels? Do agnostics believe in angels?
No.
Do some deceive people? I was a member and one of the volunteer pastors at Valley Baptist Church for 20 years. They used to send me the hard cases. Brother Jim, see if you can do something with this guy. Because they didn't want to deal with him. I dealt with universalists. I dealt with atheists. I dealt with agnostics. I dealt with practicing atheists. When they were supposed to be children of God. Marilyn, you saw all that, didn't you?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
The last 20 years of it anyway. Not easy. Mary was informed by the angel Gabriel that she would become the mother of the Savior, Luke 1:26-38. Joseph was assured by the angel that which was conceived in Mary was of the Holy Spirit in Matthew 1:20. Now this is angels. And this was specifically one angel. What was his name? Gabriel. All right. And Gabriel is over the spirits and the angels in what realm?
Communication.
The communication realm. There's a spiritual realm, there's a communication realm, and there's a material realm. The angels announced to the shepherds the fact of Christ's birth in Bethlehem in Luke 2:8-15. And angels came and ministered to Christ after the temptation in the wilderness in Matthew 4, basically in verse 11. That Jesus told Nathanael that he would see the angels of God ascending and descending upon him in John 1:51. Angels are there, aren't they? Angels aren't a figment of our imagination, they're real. That an angel from heaven came and strengthened him in the garden in Luke 22:43. That's what I was talking about a moment ago. Your sins and my sins were put upon Jesus in that garden. That he said that he could ask the Father for 12 legions of angels. And how many is a legion?
2,000.
It was more than that.
Yeah. 12 legions, 2,000. There's at least that many warrior angels. Now, how many of the others are there? There's a lot of angels, aren't there? Could come to his help if it were necessary and desirable, Matthew 26:53. And then an angel rolled away the stone at the grave of Jesus. And it spoke to the women and told them to go, tell the others. The angels accompanied Christ to the ascension in Acts 1:11. And angels will accompany Christ when he comes back again in Matthew 16:27-25:31. The angels are represented as eager to look into the plan of salvation wrought out by Christ in 1 Peter 1:12. I imagine angels were sitting back up there in heaven and looking at Adam and Eve down in the garden. Well, I know what the Lord did to us. Our companions, what's going to happen here? And Genesis 3:15 laid the foundation, didn't it? And over here it says, and the angels announced that Jesus was going to be born in Bethlehem in Luke 2:8-15. There it is. Were the angels rejoicing to see the loving plan of God to redeem a fallen mankind? Now, angels must have had a very intimate relationship with Christ. You think so? Forever? Long from the time that they were created? The work of good angels in general. First of all, they are the more constant and regular ministry. They stand before God and worship Him in Matthew 18:10-20 always. In heaven are angels do always behold the face of my Father who is in heaven, Revelation 5:11. And I saw and I heard a voice of many angels and about the throne, the living creatures and elders saying, with a great voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that has been slain." Psalm 148 and verse 2, "Praise ye him, all his angels, and praise ye him, all his armies." Hebrews 1 and 6, "And when he again brings in the firstborn into the world, he says, let all the angels of God worship him." And that is another point. Angels are only to worship God. Angels are only to worship God. Muhammad said angels were supposed to worship Adam.
I heard that.
He commanded them, and some wouldn't. That's a lie. Angels only worship God. They only worship God. We find out that they'll fall down before the throne where the bride and her husband is one of these days in respect to him. In Hebrews 1 it says, "Let all the angels of God worship him," and that is Jesus. They protect and deliver God's people in Genesis 9 and verse 11, and they smite the men that were at the door of the house in blindness in Sodom, didn't they? And it says here, "The angel touched him and said unto him, arise and eat." 1 Kings 19 and 5. "And he will give his angels charge over you and keep you in all your ways, and they shall bear you up, lest you dash one foot against a stone." And that is the verse that Satan quoted to Jesus, isn't it? Is the devil know the Bible?
Nope.
Yes, and an angel delivered his servants that trusted in him, Daniel. "And my God has sent his angel and has shut the lion's mouth that they cannot hurt me." And Acts 5:19, "But an angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them out and said." And Acts 12 and verse 11, "And when Peter had come to himself, he said, now I know that of a truth that the Lord has sent his angel and delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of his people and of the Jews." Angels are sent forth to minister to them that inherit eternal life. Hebrews 1:14. Angels are sent forth to minister to them that have inherited eternal life. Are you saved now? Are you saved? You have inherited it. Do you have eternal life now?
Yes.
You're not in eternity with the Lord yet, but do you have eternal life now?
Absolutely.
Yes, you do. Also, Michael is the patron angel of the nation of Israel in Daniel 10 and verse 13 and 12 and 1. They guide and encourage God's servants in Matthew 28, 5 through 7. And the angel answered and said unto the woman, "Fear not, for I know that you seek Jesus who has been crucified. He is not here, he is arisen. Even so, come and see the place where the Lord was laid. And go quickly and tell all the disciples that he has risen from the dead, and ye shall see him. I've told you so." And Acts 8 and 26, "But an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, arise and go toward the south into Gaza." You know, he had a job to do down there, didn't he? Have you ever had God touch your heart to deal with somebody?
Mm-hmm.
Have you?
Yeah.
Has God ever influenced you in any way through his angels to go and talk to somebody about something?
Mm-hmm.
You just had to go do that. You just felt like you had to go do that. Mm-hmm. "And for there stood by me that night an angel of whose I am also I serve, saying, fear not, Paul, you must stand before Caesar, and behold, God has granted you all that will sail with you." And that's when they were all going to be killed, remember? He told them they're all going to be saved. They're not going to drown. They're not going to be destroyed by the storm. And angels interpret God's will to men. In Daniel 7 and 16, I come near unto the one of them that stood by and asked the truth concerning all this. So he told me and made me know the interpretation of the things. In Daniel 10, 5 and verse 11, I lifted up my eyes and I looked, and behold, a man clothed in linen, whose loins were girded with pure gold of Uphaz, and his body was like the beryl, and his face was the appearance of lightning, and his eyes like a flaming torches, and his arms and his feet like unto burnished brass, and the voice of his words like the voice of a multitude. And he said unto me, Daniel, you man that is greatly beloved of God, understand the words that I speak unto you, and stand upright, for unto you I am now sent, and I speak to you. There are many references in the Bible that says angels were sent to people. Now, we're not going to run around here seeing angels walking on the side of the road and all that kind of stuff like many people would believe, don't they? You ever heard somebody, I saw an angel, I did this, I did that, I did this, I did that. Zechariah 1, 9, 13, 14, 19, 2, 3, 4, 1, 4, 5, 5, 5, 10, 6, 4, and 5. Angels are executors of judgment toward individuals and toward nations. And Acts 12 and verse 23, and immediately the angel of the Lord smote him. And because he gave not God the glory, and he was eaten of worms and gave up the ghost, Genesis 19, 12 and 13 also it says, and the men said unto Lot, are there any here besides you? And Jehovah has sent us to destroy Sodom. And 2 Samuel 24, 16, when the angel stretched out his hand toward Jerusalem to destroy it. Ezekiel 9 and 1 and 5 and 7, and he carried in my ears with a loud voice, he cried in my ears with a loud voice, saying, cause them to have charge over the city, draw near, every man with his destroying weapon on his hand. And to the others he said, in my hearing, go therefore through the city after him, and smite, do not let your eye spare, nor have pity. And he said unto them, defile the house, and fill the courts with the slain, and go forth. And they went forth and smote the city. Note also the pouring out of the bowls of wrath in the book of Revelation, in Revelation the 16th chapter. And angels carry the saved home when they die. Looking forward to the angels. Looking forward to the angels. You know, I have very many close friends that were carried home by angels. There are also future ministries of the angels. The Lord's return in the air will be accompanied with a shout, the voice of an archangel in 1 Thessalonians 4:16. And they will gather together all the elect when Christ returns in Matthew 24:31. And they will separate the true from the false at his coming in Matthew 13, 39, and 49, and 50. The harvest is the end of the age, at the end of this age. The rapture, the harvest. Angels shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the righteous and cast them into the furnace of fire, and they shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth, and they will stand before the gates of New Jerusalem, Revelation 21 and verse 12, having a wall great and high, having 12 gates, and the gates 12 angels. 12 angels. An angel at each gate. And they will apparently serve as a kind of honorary body of sentinels, as if to guarantee that nothing that is in unclean or defiled will ever enter into that city. They're guards, aren't they? Remember what angel means? It means messenger. It means guard. It means to cover. It means to protect. The work of evil angels, we know they're around, do we not? What do? It said in 1 Corinthians 11 and verse 10 that women are to obey their husbands and to be obedient to them because of the angels. That's weird, huh? That's really weird. Why? Why are women supposed to be obedient to her husband because of the angels?
So bad angels won't seduce them?
Why? Because when the angels fell, when they were disobedient to God?
Why is a woman supposed to be obedient to her husband? Because of the angels. Because there's a place of authority in the home, and there's a place of authority in heaven.
She's the second.
And it will be dishonorable.
Yeah.
Now, I don't mean that women are supposed to go follow a bad husband. First of all, you're supposed to try to find a good one. Number one.
Yeah.
And be obedient. Because without one word, their husbands can be warned. Huh, that's the unbelieving husband.
Right.
What is the direct activity of evil angels? The direct activity. They may be sent by God among evil people. Brother Madden was quite an absolute influence on my life. And some of the things that he would say just stick like glue, super glue. In these pagan countries, we have a lot of dead children, don't we, babies? Children are born dead. They die when they're young. They don't live to be 10 years old or 8 years old or anything like that. And Brother Madden, you say hallelujah. Because if they grew up and come to the age of accountability, they'd be right square in hell. Thank God for the mercy of letting them die by starvation or whatever means before they come to the knowledge of Buddha or Islam or some other false religion. Thank God for them. And I said, boy, that's a hard statement. But you know what? It's true, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's true. He cast upon them the fierceness of his anger with wrath and indignation and trouble and a band of angels of evil, and the nature of the work is not specified, but it seems to be implied that they were sent to torment and trouble these wicked people. Why do you think we have so many wars with Islam killing Islam? That's a peaceful religion, remember. That's a peaceful religion, remember that. What does Islam mean, Sharon?
Submit.
It means surrender.
Surrender.
Islam means to surrender. There is no peace until there's surrender. By the way, Brother Ray, what does shalom mean?
Shalom?
Uh-huh.
Like
what does shalom mean, Sharon?
Agreement.
Agreement. Mm. We can only have peace with God when we agree. Mm. And Islam took that. Muhammad took that to mean that there will no peace in the world until all are Muslims.
Mm.
And he declared war on the world. And his inspiration was not of the Holy Spirit, not of God. They separate. The evil angels intend to separate the believer from Christ and get you on the wrong road. Paul said that I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities. This is all about angels here. Nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers. This powers. Nor height, that means up in heaven, nor things down below the earth, shall ever be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 8:28. No doubt physical affliction and religious persecution and subtle slander against God and His Word are main methods used to bring this about. And they oppose the good angels in their work in Daniel 10th chapter and the 12th chapter. Then said he unto me, Fear not, Daniel, for the first day that you set your mind to heart to understand, to humble yourself before your God, and that your words were heard, and I came for your sake. But the prince of king of Persia withstood me 21 days, and behold, Michael, one of the what? The archangels. That's the word archangel right there. Came to help me. And I remained there with the kings of Persia, and it may be that for similar reasons, the answers to our prayers are sometimes delayed because of Satan.
That's interesting.
Yes. Huh. Yes. Why does not God answer our prayers? They get there. The angels really come try to help us and to deliver us and to answer our prayers? Yes. Do evil angels ever intercede? Interfere? Yes. Evil angels cooperate with Satan in the carrying out of his purposes and plans. Matthew 25:41 and Ephesians 6:12 and Revelation 12:7-10. The work of demons. Daimonia. Daimonia means what? Carol, do you remember what daimonia means? Daimonia. How about it, Vincent?
No, I don't remember.
Daimonia, Sharon.
Little gods.
Little gods. And little gods means lesser gods. And why does it call them gods? Because they are supernatural beings. They are not controlled and limited to space and time. Now, angels and demons are not the same. And a lot of people, there are books written about this that say angels and demons. Matter of fact, I had to combat this with at Valley Baptist Church. Well, this guy wrote this book and he said demons and angels are the same thing. That demons are fallen angels. I said, no, demons are not fallen angels. They are fallen spirits. Demons and angels are not the same thing. Spirits and angels are not the same thing. Angels are what? Clothed. They have form. And they are interdimensional. They inflict disease. Job 1:5-10, Matthew 9:38-12:22, Luke 9:37-42, and 13:11-16. When God permitted Satan to inflict disease upon his servant Job, Job hadn't done anything, had he? Job was afflicted for you and me. For our sake. Job didn't do anything wrong. Now God set boundaries how far Satan could go. Demonic possession can cause mental illness. You ever seen anybody demonic to possess in Maryland? Got a whole family full of them. Boy.
I think everybody got a family full of
them. Boy. Yeah, we do. You got some evil people in your family?
Not now. I divorced them.
So divorce takes care of a lot of things. Good. Pure physical and mental disorders sometimes are caused by demons. Not always. They can cause mental disorders, Mark 5:4-5, Luke 8:35. They lead to moral impurity. Matthew 10:1, 12:43, Mark 1:23-27, 3:11, 5:2-13, and Luke 4:33-36, 6:18, 8:29, and Acts 5:16, 8:7, and Revelation 16:13. They're no doubt the authors of much of the filthy talking, television programs, TV programs. Do you think that they thought all this stuff up on their own? There was a Dirty Harry movie out one time. This guy was really did a lot of evil, a lot of wicked looking movies in this thing, in this movie. And there was a lot of corruption and all that. And I'm going to tell you something. If in real life that happens, angels are behind it and demons are behind it. Mm-hmm. Filthy speech, filthy communication, filthy conduct of men. Leviticus 18, 6 through 30 represents a long list of sexual sins that these demonics do. Homosexuality, bestiality, all these things. All of these things. Wicked people. Wicked people that have turned themselves over to Satan. They think they're having a lot of fun. Because of these wicked sins, God is going to cast the Canaanites out of their land. And he said that in Genesis the 9th chapter, because what that was going to happen. He knew demons were involved in that Hamite culture there. Sons of Canaan. Deuteronomy 8, 9 through 14 says that it is because of their spiritism that he will cast them out. Demons are the authors of false religion. You go up here and you see it as it acted in the Catholic Church. The evolution of all false religion is of demonic inspiration. Charles Taze Russell. Millions of people have gone to hell because of that man's doctrines. Mm-hmm. And the inspiration that he received from demon spirits. Millions of people. And I'm going to tell you something. Charles Taze Russell is suffering in hell today because of it. And everyone that is convinced and converted is one more weight on his wicked soul. And one more punishment. J. Edgar Casey. Spiritism. Wickedness. There are people. He had a great influence in Hollywood, didn't he? And still does. In the rich and the famous. New Age. All of this has been inspired by the demons of hell. Joseph Smith. How many good Mormons are going to hell because of Joseph Smith? And I'll guarantee you, the fires of hell will be heated up for every convert that has ever made to Mormonism. Brigham Young. Same way. Mary Baker Eddy, Herbert Armstrong, they're in hell today, and they don't believe in hell, by the way. One of the false doctrines of these religions is there is no hell. You just go to sleep and sleep forever, soul sleeping. That's a doctrine of Satan, a doctrine of hell. Mary Ellen White, Mary Baker Eddy, death is only an illusion. You shall not surely die. What was that? Whose quotation is that? You shall not surely. That's Satan. And she said, you shall not surely die. I told you about that woman that my grandmother got me in a debate with that was baptizing everybody. They said if she allowed them to baptize them, they would never die. Pentecostalism crossed up with Christian Science. It's which isn't Christian and which isn't science at all. Muhammad. Oh, what a man. Those people that have been converted from Islam swear up and down that he was a literal son of Satan. Boy, he was protected, I guarantee you. Do evil angels protect those that are wicked? He should have been killed many times. And they grabbed him out of there. There's over how many billion people that are Muslims today? 1.5 to 2.5 billion people that are converted. And every one of them puts Muhammad deeper in the pits and fires of hell. Every one of them. Oh, he's responsible for all of those. And every iman in the world is responsible for those. And what did Muhammad do? He tried to make himself greater than Jesus. Did he not? Muhammad means what? The glorious one. Who is the only glorious one? Jesus. This is my 6196th recorded message, and I've preached over 10,000 in my life in 48 years. And if any message of mine glorified God, I've tried to make every one of them glorify Him and put Him above all things. Mm-hmm. We are not the authors of our salvation nor the keepers of our salvation. It is He and He alone. Demon influence and demon possession runs in spiritism. Who invented tarot cards and palm reading?
By Solomon, no?
Who?
Solomon.
Who invented
it?
The Jews. The Jews did. The Jews invented it.
When was this? About a time?
After Christ. This was when they went into Germany and into Russia and all of that. This is all the time that that became very, very popular. And all of it is necromancy. All of it. Messing with the dead. Fortune telling. Well, the Bible's got a lot of fortunes to tell, doesn't it? Jesus is coming back again. He is coming back again. Fortune-telling is one of the greatest assets of demonism. Fortune-telling. The Jews wandering through Europe, the wandering Jew. Mm-hmm. And that rubbed off on them was the what? The gypsies. And the Jews were gypsies, so to speak. Wandering around telling almost all your werewolf movies and things like that all have some gypsy, don't they? You go back into the werewolves and you talk about what happened before the flood. People have looked into the flight of birds to tell fortunes. They cut open animals and people's livers and look in there and look in the liver and see if they can tell fortunes through that. They look in the water. I remember one movie, Cold Mountain, where this woman looked backwards in the well and she saw the future. That's it. It's all there. These are all cute movies and things, but boy, it all right out of the darkness, pits of hell itself. That's high drama, see. That's what you call fortune telling, to looking at reflections in the waters. Narcissist. Narcissist. Looked in his reflection in the water and fell in love with himself. And starved to death. There was a girl in Acts the 16th chapter and verse 16. That was a genuine fortune teller. And she was following around Christ and said, here is a messenger from the one God, from the God of on high. And Paul finally turned around and said, shut up. Leave her, you demons. And she couldn't tell any more fortunes. And they were all very upset. Her owners were. She was a slave. A slave, double slave, a slave to demon spirits and a slave to people. The Lord made her no longer a slave to demon spirits. Then he had to deal with the people. People that deliberately worship demons and Satan. Are there? Are there witches? Are there white witches, so to speak? I don't know any white witches. They're all black witches as far as I can tell. White witchcraft, that's a mild witchcraft. Spiritism. Demon worship. Had a woman tell me one time, you go to church and you give your time and you give your money. I can go lie to them and they will be putty in my hands. And I can cut your throat and just lie about you and they will believe it because Christians are so stupid and I worship the one that is more powerful than all. Oh yeah. Do people do that?
Yep.
Does Satan give them powers? Do we deal with these people every day? The Bible exhorts us to try the spirits. Living people can communicate with the dead, they say. But they're not communicating with the dead. Houdini. You ever hear him? He was a famous musician, or not musician, but magician. And when he died, he wanted to communicate. Communicate back and forth. Well, I'm going to tell you something. That's going to defy the laws of God, but I guarantee you the demons were listening to him as he died, and guess what he was? Was he Jewish? All of these different people that really knew firsthand the person of the God of Israel, and they have gone into tarot cards and fortune telling and palm reading and all of this wickedness in dark places because they forsook the person of the Savior. When you forsake Jesus Christ as your Savior, you are in trouble. The scriptures exhort us to try the spirits. Marilyn, have you ever seen me try to lead people out of false religion? Have you ever seen me just try to speak to them with a loving kindness?
Yeah.
And try to reach them. Get them away from Mary worship. Get them away from Charles Taze Russell and Mormonism and things. To try to lead them to the truth in God's Word. The Word of God is true. But you know what? The demons are there. There's a barrier. There's a barrier. There's volition in those people. And I just pray, God, open their hearts. God, open their hearts. Please hold back the demons. Open their hearts, Lord. Please open their hearts. This is a good man. This is a good woman. Give them a taste of real eternal life. The work of Satan. What does he do? He slanders. He slanders God's people. And he slanders God. We're going to quit right there on page 210. We're going to talk about the destiny of the angels and the work of Satan on our next message. Now, if you're here today or out there, and I know this message is going to probably be downloaded 100 times today. If there's one out there that doesn't know you, Father, I pray that you will take the barriers away. That you'll deal with their hearts with your Holy Spirit. That those that are lost will come to you, and those that are saved will free themselves from the cares of this world and the lusts of the world, the pride of life, and follow you. Father, I pray for all of these, that you deal with them in each and every diverse ways that they need. Vincent, what song do you have today?
558. I surrender all. I surrender all to him, I freely give.
Father, I commit this message unto you. As we send it out, may it do its job and hide me and glorify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.